The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to a true prophetic message straight from the Scriptures of your Holy Bible, which is the Word of Almighty God. And if you haven't heard this true, no-nonsense gospel broadcast before, you'll recognize very quickly it's not a typical religious radio talk show, and I pray the Lord will give you ears to hear. I continue the message today entitled, Bewitched. And I begin with a scripture found in Galatians, the 3rd chapter, beginning in verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Well, when we submit to the seducing, bewitching, beguiling, deceiving, and this old fooling of what's happening in our churches and on intent revivals and auditoriums and around this nation today, then we are submitting to a spirit that is causing us to bring Christ to an open shame and crucify him publicly all over again. It is a shame and a disgrace what's happening in America today. And, well, today or tonight, by these seducing spirits and men and women who are not honest, they're dumb, they don't know what the Holy Ghost is really all about, out here falling out on their backs and having all these laugh-ins and medicine shows and hootenannies and calling it the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the Holy Ghost. It's the work of seducing spirits or sorcery, which is the cause of what's happening today in this beguiling and seducing and changing the Word of God into a lie, claiming to have all kinds of experiences and phenomenons of miracles and experiences caused by the presence of the Holy Ghost, and when it is the work of a seducing spirit or sorcery, which is the work of demons. And it is a vital and it's a danger that we must be warned about. Now, one of the things that's creating the great crises in our society today and in the church and make it in Laodicea and sick and spewed out of the mouth of Jesus Christ is this scripture twisting. And the Bible tells us about that in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 3. And the Bible says that Paul spoke in all of his epistles, speaking of these things that are hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest or twist the scriptures, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. When you mess with the Bible, when you change it, when you paraphrase it, when you want to take a verse out or a word out or move the punctuation in the sentence, or you want to just paraphrase it to suit yourself and interpret it to suit yourself, then you are in cahoots, you're consorting with these familiar spirits which are religious, but they are deceptive and the work of demons. And they are very religious. They're not the violent kind, but they are the kind that can deceive you, seduce you, and Well, beguile you and give you a first-class fooling, ladies and gentlemen. And today we have people preaching from Bibles that are making us believe that it's from the Word of God, and they use the old Living Bible and the Good News for Modern Man, this old new contemporary English version that takes the word of sanctification and repentance and righteousness and propitiation and many words in there that even the word of adultery, they removed it out of this old contemporary English version. And then now that's the next to the last version. And there's more coming. By the time I get through preaching this broadcast, there'll be another one perhaps. But anyway, there's another old Bible that came out recently. It's the unisex Bible called an inclusive version, which calls God the mother, father, the father, mother, God, and Jesus the child. And it says nobody knows the father, mother, except the child, and nobody knows the child except the father, mother, and all such stinking mess as that. And you know, here's the terrible thing about it. They went over in these old Bibles to the last chapter of the Bible. Now, you talk about a seducing, beguiling, bewitching, deceiving, and fooling. In this great scripture of warning, in the almost the last verses of your holy Bible, Revelation 22, 18 and 19, God says, I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and from the things which are written in this book. And they've even changed it. And the word bewitched, they changed the word bewitched to amazed. And they took the part out here in this scripture in Revelation 22. It says God shall take away his part out of the book of life. They left it out in these old modern Bibles. And they said he'd take his part out of the holy city and from the things written in the book. But they left out they'd take his part or his name out of the book of life. That's one of the greatest bewitchings of our day, is this old fooling and telling us that we can't keep from sinning, and they don't preach repentance, and telling us that our name can never be taken out of the book of life if it's in there. It can be erased out of the book of life. God told a great prophet, the one that Jesus is compared to, and that's the contrast, the comparison you find in the Bible, and the only two that Jesus is compared with is Moses. You read that in Hebrews, the third chapter. But here in Exodus, the 33rd chapter, in verse 32 and 33, Moses said to God, if thou wilt forgive their sin, that's the people in the church of his day, he says, well, if you will, forgive them. But if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. It's the book of life. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Isn't this something that's in the Old and the New Testament alike? In the last chapter of our Holy Bible, in Exodus, the 33rd chapter, this grave warning that God will blot our name out of his book if we sin against him, if we take away from the words of the book of the prophecy, the word of God, God will take away our part of the name of life, the book of life. He'll take our name out of the book of life. My God, that's plain enough for anybody. Then people going around, preachers saying, well, you can't get your name out of the book of life. Well, what does it say you can for then? My God, who are you going to believe? The Bible or some old phony, bewitching preacher out here telling you all this mess? In Revelation, the third chapter. That's in your Holy Bible, ladies and gentlemen. In the third chapter of Revelation, it tells us plainly here in this warning to the Sardis church, in verse 5, he that overcometh, Jesus is talking, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And then he says, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life if he'll be an overcomer, and that's over sin, flesh of the devil. I won't blot his name out of the book of life. Well, why say it if there's no danger? Well, there is a danger. For Revelation, the 22nd chapter and verse 19 says, if any man take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take his name out of the book of life. What in the world can be any plainer than that than to go around and say it can't be done? Well, it must can be done. And here's an old perversion that's come out here recently in this nation of ours. It says in the 17th chapter of Revelation that those whose names were not found written in the book of life from the foundation of the world when they behold the beast, that's the Antichrist, that they'll worship him. Well, in the 13th chapter of Revelation, here's where this perverting here of the book of life is also continuing, and they think they've got a little more additive to the fuel for their old belief that your name can't be taken out of the book of life. This is a bewitching, ladies and gentlemen. In Revelation 13 and 8, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, the Antichrist, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And these Calvinists now, they begin to say there's a difference in the Lamb's book of life and just the book of life. How in the world, how corrupt can you get? Just keep on bewitching, seducing, perverting the scriptures, and changing the word of God around. No wonder God said in the last days in Romans 1:25 that they changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus did not come into this world to translate an army of captive slaves to sin to heaven. He came to liberate the people who are slaves to sin and the devil. And out of the masses who have been enslaved in regimented religion, well, there's always been a few who would rise up, dare to believe the whole truth of the word, dare to act and preach the truth, which will set men free from sin and every form of spiritual bondage. But ladies and gentlemen, let me proclaim this. It takes great courage to seek to find and proclaim the truth. For the world today that you're living in is more ready to believe falsehood than it is to believe the truth. And that's from Jesus Christ in John the 8th chapter. And let's check it out in John beginning in verse 31. Jesus says to the Jews that believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou you shall be made free?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." In all of these wonderful scriptures in the Bible, that the preachers today twist the scriptures and pervert the truth concerning getting right with God, staying right with God. See, the Bible says in 1 John 3:8, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, and God said, whosoever sinneth against me, his name will I blot out of my book." In Luke the 13th chapter, verse 3, and also verse 5, Jesus said, "I tell you, nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Isn't that amazing? And people say, well, you don't have to repent. Repent means to give up your sins. It means to quit sinning. It means to change your mind and do an about face and start living and walking the right way that God has directed us. In Acts 17 and 30, God said, "The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." And ladies and gentlemen, that means to give up your sins, quit sinning, and start living a holy lifestyle with the help and grace of Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to grip every heart and soul in the power and persuasion of this message from the Word of God for its spirit and life, and turn men to the truth and to old-fashioned repentance from sin. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. My mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, P.O. Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. Well, I've written a book, Perversions of the Bible, to tell you about these perverted Bibles and the bewitching that's going on, to warn you. Here, a book 80 pages long. It's bound in beautiful blue and white. It has large print that you can read it easily. And for an offering of $5, we'll mail you one of these books if you'll write, or three for a $10 offering. If you'll write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207, and I hope you'll get enough to share with your friends. Praise God. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would appreciate an offering, for it is a work of faith. Now until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with his power and persuasion, is my prayer for every one of you.